This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 588. Your score for going off topic in speaking part two.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll answer a student's question about the score for going off topic in her part two answer, and you'll learn how to turn this negative into a positive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jessica, it's a beautiful day here in Boston. How's it looking out there?
It is gorgeous, and I'm, I'm looking at the weather for Las Vegas, because that's where James and I are going this weekend for, like, our annual family vacation, and it's going to be, like, 105, 106.
I think it sounds like we're both going to hot places next week for a little getaway, a little vacation. I'm going to be in the South next weekend.
Oh, right. Oh, and that's, like super humid.
Yeah. Oh. Who takes a vacation in July to South Carolina? Apparently I do.
Well, it should be like more affordable. I don't think that's like peak, peak season. So like there won't be crowds. There's a number of advantages to go.
It's okay. Hey, I mean, we're just going to enjoy it. I'm just going to bake in the heat and the steamy heat of the South and take in some barbecue, take in the Southern accents and just enjoy the South, the American South. Yeah.
Oh, it'll be beautiful. It's going to be gorgeous. Yeah. I'm not going to a gorgeous place. Vegas is just brown. It's brown and dry, and I'm like thirsty 24/7 when I'm in Vegas.
Well, I mean, the thing about Vegas is that in my mind, you know, what's outside of Vegas is more beautiful. Like, I don't personally like Vegas, the city of Vegas, but the surround, I mean, the Grand Canyon is only like a 5-hour drive from there, I think.
It's even closer than that. I think it's only a few hours. My brother kind of lives by there. There's a lot of beautiful aspects to the environment around there for sure. There's going to be lots of kids with us, so we're just going to be at the pool and going to, like, miniature golf and shark aquarium and stuff.
Yeah, you got to keep it simple when you have kids, for sure. That sounds good, though. That's a little family time, right?
Yeah. Oh, it'll be awesome. I'm so excited. And it's a vacation. I just get to be in a swimsuit and flip-flops for a week. Awesome. It's going to be rad.
That's so cool. I hope you have a great vacation. That's great.
And you too. You're going to have a great vacation too.
Yeah, we work hard. So, all right. Okay. So what are we getting into today then?
So we had a question about one of our YouTube videos, one of our speaking part two videos. It's funny because I remember making this actually, and it's sort of a series. There, a YouTube subscriber asked me to do a sample part two about an occasion describing a cake. Because that's so hard. Yeah, like, how could you talk about cake for 2 minutes? So I remember doing a sample answer video, and then I followed that up with a strategy video called Before, During, After, saying, if you get a topic like this, which is really hard, how can you extend it? How could we still talk for 2 minutes? Yeah. So the before, during, after idea is like, if you're describing an event or an occurrence and you don't have enough to say about that one thing, that one point in time, then talk about what was happening before that point in time and then after that point in time. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Do you want to read the question?
Okay. Yep. Here's the student's question. Here we go. So the student says, quick question about your YouTube video on extending speaking part two with before, during, and after. So in the example given in the video, the speaker goes way off topic, talking about various details of a party, barely mentioning the cake. I'm guessing the cake was the question. And briefly touches on the main topic. As you said, I've had an ex-examiner tell me that if candidates essentially avoid the main topic in part two, they can be penalized because it may be due to lack of vocabulary or a misunderstanding the cue card. Could you clarify this?
Yeah, for sure. Now that's a really good question. Yeah, for sure. So if the topic card is like describe a cake and you start talking about, you know, your favorite bicycle from when you were 5 years old, then yes, that's going completely off topic and it's not intersecting with the topic at all. And yes, you can lose points for that. But it's funny. I remember having a conversation actually with an examiner. This was years ago, and he was frustrated actually because he was saying how, like, there's actually nothing in the scoring system to penalize the student if they wander off topic in part two. And there isn't. Like, there's nothing technically in the score. That's why the only way you're actually going to lose points in part two is if you just don't mention the topic at all. Like she said, so the ex-examiner told her that if they avoid the main topic. Yeah. So if you don't mention it at all, if that's not part of your story at all, then yeah, the examiner can find ways to mark you down. Yeah. But the thing is, guys, like, could you really talk about a cake for 2 minutes? Like, maybe I could, I don't know, but it'd be hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the exact question was then. Do you have any idea what it could have been? Like the exact question?
I think it was like describe an occasion on which you had a special cake. Okay. It was close to that. It was definitely close to that. So I gave like a few ideas of this. One example was when I think the sample answer that I gave was like the last time I went out with my friend Megan, and all we did was like we had like one glass of whiskey and cake for dinner because this restaurant we go to has like the biggest pieces of cake. It's enormous and it's enough for a meal. Like, we couldn't even finish our own pieces of cake. So like describing the whole environment of it, right? But I think that's why the student maybe thought that I went off topic, because I was describing the environment, the conversation, the context around the cake. And that's the thing is providing context is not going off topic.
Yeah.
So expanding on the main topic of that card, that expansion, providing context, that's not going off topic. It's just supporting your main answer.
Yeah, I love that. So as long as you're staying within the context of the situation of the cake, right, in your life,
right,
then you're not talking about, again, like you said, your first bicycle or something.
Exactly. So, I mean, the most important thing is, guys, is to directly address the topic card immediately as soon as you start your part two talk. And that way the examiner knows that you understand, right? Because that was another part of this question. It was like, maybe you can be penalized due to lack of vocabulary or misunderstanding. So avoid that right away. Address the topic directly, right? Like, oh, man, I remember the last piece of cake I had. It was this Captain Morgan's carrot cake at my favorite restaurant called Bridge City, 2 miles from my house. And right, like, so I'm tackling it immediately. So there's no option for the examiner to think you don't understand.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah, and I think this might be actually a cool way to get increase your vocabulary score with interesting transitions, because you could say something like, well, actually, the most interesting part of that cake was not the cake. It was who I was eating it with. And then totally. You go into that. That's kind of that sounds like something an average student wouldn't say on the speaking test.
For sure. Yeah, definitely come back to the blog post for this episode, guys. This is episode 588. I'm going to link to the videos we're referring to today so you could hear what we're talking about, so you can hear how to add context, and definitely take notes on some of the transition phrases in there, right? Oh, because yeah. Like Lindsay said, that's a huge way to stand out as a fluent student, is to be able to transition fluidly between these ideas, right? Mm. Being able to move in a coherent way from a piece of cake to a situation, to a person, to describing the atmosphere, right? Yeah, like connecting all of those details is important.
Mm-hmm. Also making it really explicit to the examiner that you are making that jump, right? I mean, it's a long day being an examiner, I would imagine, right? The speaking test is long, a long afternoon. So making sure that the examiner sees the connection and being explicit about it would help increase your score too. Or make sure your score doesn't go down at least.
Exactly. And I like thinking and like she mentioned, due to lack of vocabulary in the comment. I mean, I don't think I have enough technical cooking and ingredient knowledge to be able to describe a cake for 2 minutes.
Cakes are difficult.
Like, what would you say? Oh, let me make a quick resource recommendation while I'm thinking about it. There's a cooking show on Netflix that is hilarious, and I haven't watched any sort of reality or competition or anything like that. I haven't watched any shows like that in years and years and years. But this one was recommended by a comedian I like, so I thought I'd give it a try. It's really funny. It's called Nailed It. It's hosted by a super, super funny comedian. And it's like these three totally amateur cooks, not chefs, right? Amateur right. cooks right. have to replicate a professional dessert of some sort. And like the professional takes days to complete this thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the amateur cook has like an hour or something.
Oh my God.
It's so funny.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, yeah, like watching TV, getting exposure to these kind of different types of media could bring in these ideas, right? So you never know what might come to your mind. Things are coming to your mind on the test, guys. Yeah.
For sure. Exactly. So, I mean, you could grab ideas and experience from this show in case there is a dessert-focused topic such as the one we're talking about. The thing is, like, you really want to fill your brain with as much exposure to different ideas as possible. That way, when you are asked about super random topics like this, you're firing, right? Your brain starts firing right away. You could connect it to a birthday party you went to, a show you watched. Watched, an article you read, right? Like it connects to so many things.
Exactly. I mean, that's why just a few episodes ago, we talked about museums. Are they outdated? Do we need them anymore because of the internet? And we had those ideas because we pay attention to what's happening in the news. And we've been out in the world living our lives, like going to museums, right? So that's another key piece of it too, actually living your life out in the world.
Being out in the world, you guys, this is necessary in your IELTS preparation. You know what? I just did a YouTube video that lists 11 experiences you have to have before taking the exam. And going to a museum is one of those things. I will link to that video in the blog post as well, guys. Just this, you know, this motivation to like have a life to talk about and write about on exam day. I like this encouragement, and I don't think this is a part of anybody but Three Keys and IELTS Energy that we're like, guys, you need to like be a person. This is the best way to talk.
Yeah. That's why in our study plan, we do give you that one day off a week, more or less, right? Because we want you to be out in the world, changing up the pace. You know, you can only study a certain number of hours, but it's not just to rest your mind. It's to go out and take in the world. So then that's very a strategic use of your time, guys, in the 30-day period or the 60-day period inside of Three Keys IELTS.
Exactly. And the other resources, right? Like, we recommend specific podcasts and shows and magazines and newspapers. And I think a couple episodes I mentioned Ryoki. He's the one that got the high distinction scores in his Australian master's course recently. And he also said that these resources provided in the study plan have carried him through. He still listens to these podcasts and such that we've recommended. So cool. Three Keys is really a holistic system, you guys. It's not just testing skills, because that's not enough to get the highest scores. You need stuff to talk about. You need places to get vocabulary and ideas. So that's what the 30-day plan and the 60-day plan, it's all in there.
Awesome. Guys, if you want to get into those plans right away, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can get instant access. And don't forget, we have our score increase guarantee. So you can be completely confident when you make that purchase that you are going to increase your score, or you'll get your money back and we'll pay for the cost of your exam. This year we've added that extra part of the guarantee because we believe in our course. We know it works, guys.
Exactly. Check out the student testimonials, guys, and you could see the not just half a band, but whole band, two whole band increases that our strategies have gotten students. It's amazing. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, guys.
Awesome. All right. This has been fun. And Jessica, enjoy your vacation.
And Lindsay, you enjoy your vacation.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.